Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced. Freedom cannot. Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested, but not mandatory.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny as
we're definitely in support of those that serve.
Rock has two words of advice for you. Simply put, get ready.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Business can make dreams come true.
The H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
On your butt.
All right, everybody, it is that time.
That was abrupt.
That was, and I'm having some issues with me being able to hear.
Oh yeah, well, what do you want to listen to? I could sing.
No, that's definitely not what I want. But
I have a voice like a lark, man. Come on.
You gotta reconnect this.
Oh, is that what? Oh, somebody just asked me. They're like, hey, where'd you go?
Yeah, I had to reconnect that. We're going to have to turn that light on.
Somebody says, video keeps changing. I feel like I'm tripping on blotter acid. I don't know what that means, but it's got to be good.
That is great.
Heck yeah.
It's fantastic. I have no idea.
Whoa, what does that button do?
See, that's what I mean. I don't know what's going on in here, to be honest with you.
You know what it is? You got all these shiny new interns, and you're letting them play in here, and now all the buttons are messed up.
Maybe.
I'm not blaming the interns, but I'm totally blaming the interns.
No, I totally agree. I'll fix that during the music break or whatever.
So
I guess we don't need this that high.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that. So tell me honestly, do you want me to sing? Because I will. No.
I don't want you to sing. I just.
How am I supposed to get discovered if you won't let me sing?
You're already discovered. You work at the greatest place in the world.
Do I have to go on American Idol or whatever that other crappy show is?
The Voice?
Yeah, that's the one. Can you imagine? So, like, you and I grew up in the days of, like, punk music and, like, hey, if you wanted to make it big, you had to, like, go all over the world and tour and play shows and people had to listen to you. And nowadays, all you have to do is be on cable television for two nights.
Yeah.
Valancourt, God, no. What are you talking about, man? You've heard me sing. Come on, man. Come on, man. I sound like Vice President Biden. That dude and I sat in the front of an ambulance together for 2 years. That dude literally fed me and carried me through paramedic school. So that should tell you, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Clearly, he's got nothing else going on in his life now.
Well, no.
It doesn't work with me, so yeah.
No, some people just like to watch the show so they can razz you up because we never make mistakes on the show, ever.
That's exactly right. Which brings up the good point. If you haven't heard it a million times before, if at the end of the show you can give us the number of mistakes that we have made throughout the show, there might be a hat and a t-shirt in it for you. Don't expect it to come quick. I literally just got the book that I was giving away like 2 months ago. I just got it to the guy that won it like last week. So your stuff's not coming quick, but you will get it. So, yeah. But how was your week, man?
You know, it was good. We had that party Saturday.
Saturday was awesome, dude. I had a good time. I had a really, really good time.
Special guest came and it was crickets.
Yeah.
It was crickets, literally.
That was a cool show that we were watching, though. What was that?
It was American Family Horror Story. That's how it said Netflix.
That was dark, man. That was super dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not how you want to spend your Saturday night. It's like watching a family get murdered. It was horrible. I'm a fan. I mean, I know.
I know exactly what you're
terrible
mean.
That, you know, a family gets murdered.
Yes, very terrible.
It was, literally. But other than that, it was cool. Well, 5,000. I don't have enough fingers and toes to count that high. Thanks, Matt. Max, glad you're listening.
Ouch.
Hey, Max, how do we sound? I mean, I know how we look. But how do we sound? That's the important part. So if you're not tracking so far, folks, tonight is going to be a heck of a night. We have Dr. Baumgartner from Panacea Life Sciences. What is that, you ask? That is a CBD company, and we're kind of excited to have him. We also have the founder of Grunt Style Clothing. He's going to come on, and he's going to tell his half of the story. But before all that happens...
Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot to say, broadcasting here from the Colorado Media School, it's another episode of the H-Train Show, where here our only mission is to show veterans and our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H-Train.
And I'm Rob.
Thanks for riding with us. So, like Rob was saying, we have... an awesome show. We got interview with CBD. We've got interview with
the founder of Grunt Style
shirts.
Do you own any Grunt Style shirts?
I do not.
I do not. So we're a completely unbiased opinion here. Neither one of us own any of their shirts.
No. But I will say this, and I'll let him know I feel that. I address it. That there's a lot of people that wasn't in the military. And they buy those shirts just to make it look like they were in the military.
They're cool shirts, man. Some of them are kind of cool. I like some of them.
Yeah.
I see them all over the VA. So, yeah, a lot of veterans wear them. A lot of non-veterans wear them. They're aimed at cops and firefighters and all that.
Right.
So yeah, some good stuff. I like it. If you're not tracking and you hear a strange voice in the background, we have our new crop of interns.
Yes. Yes. Day number... Roddy didn't show up. I don't know where he went.
He's probably listening from his car or something.
Oh, okay. Roddy, if you're listening...
Come on in.
...to this car, you're in trouble because you're not here.
But we have his protege, his counterpart.
Yep.
We have your replacement. Let's call it what it is. You've been replaced, dude. That's okay. It won't be the first time. Probably won't be the last.
He doesn't wear Chicago Bears stuff.
So he's welcome in the studio at any time.
You're fired, dude. Yeah, just don't even worry about it.
It was an easy decision to make.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was a great weekend.
Can you imagine if that dude had been sitting here in the studio and, like, our number one spokesperson came walking into the studio? Hey, how's it going? Hey, how are you? I'm the new intern. And that dude's decked out in Chicago Bears gear.
Right.
And our number one spokesman played for the Broncos,
the Ravens,
and
the Colts.
Was it the Colts? I was going to say the Lions.
Stokely's the Colts.
It's the Colts. So there you go. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
He played for more teams than that.
He played with Seattle. He played with the Giants.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Cool.
Because I won't tell you the story. Stokely told me the story. I won't tell you the story because I don't want to get in trouble. Okay? But I will tell you that... he plays for a number of teams, and he's won 3 Super Bowls, and he only has 2 rings. Now let that sink in for a second. Something happened on that team.
Uh-oh.
And that's all I'm going to mention.
They must have heard his radio.
Maybe I'll talk to you on the other side about it. I don't know if...
Do you want some margarita?
No. I don't know if Brandon would want... that story.
Oh, it's Brandon now. Public. We're on a first name basis. Is that how that works? My homie Brandon.
Yeah.
It's not Mr. Stokely.
No.
No.
I've never called him Mr. Stokely.
I haven't either, and I haven't met him twice.
But we have a kick rocking show. I'm
short and bald.
That too. I'm interested in the ugly truth, and this is the reason why. Okay. I came in here and I'm like, Rob, you're going to be in charge of the ugly truth. And Rob's like, okay. Rob just has good insight of what to talk about.
Ha! What did I say? I said, ha!
So that's the reason why we have Rob in charge of the ugly truth, because he does a pretty good job.
Smurfs on roller skates. Is it good for America? That's what we're talking about tonight.
Also, I wanted to throw out a shout out.
You're all picturing Smurfs on roller skates right now.
To Mark McDuffie. He donated the 3 computers to NBR.
Is that what the...
No, that's not that.
Oh.
The towers are in my truck. But he donated three desktops.
Cool.
For any veteran that is thinking about DJing for NBR, there you go.
This is a place if you're looking to get started. If you're looking to start, yep. You want to be a DJ, you're looking to break into the entertainment industry, this is the place to do it. Come on. You can get signed up with Colorado Media School. You can do your internship here. You can be physically, verbally abused as an intern. It's excellent, and you earn all your gear.
And if you're a veteran, because this is how I advertise it. If you're a veteran, you can use your Montgomery GI post 9/11 bill for the college. Sign up with Colorado Media School. You go to college for pretty much like 8 months.
Is that all it takes?
Yeah, it's only eight
months.
That's
all it takes to be a DJ is 8 months?
Well, that's the introduction part. But the thing that I'm saying is 8 months, if you're a veteran, you get a $3,000 stipend on top of the VA paying for your schooling, and you can't miss more than 5 days.
I know strippers that have been in training for more than 8 months.
So if a veteran really wants to, I mean, he could make bank. He could come here to the school, intern with us. Since he made that commitment, he's going to get a desktop computer on top of getting $3,000 a month for 8 months, on top of them paying the school directly for the education. Come on, it doesn't get any better than that.
I'm sure there's got to be a way for it to get better. I mean, free alcohol? What do they include here? How does that work?
No alcohol.
Well, after tonight, you get all the CBD, apparently, you can possibly handle. So, I mean.
Hey, he brings up a great point, too. The interview that we're doing with the CBD company, they gave us free samples. So,
we're high right now.
They gave us some free samples. So during the
if you're the administration at Department of Veterans Affairs, I'm totally kidding. No ear analysis are needed.
During this whole process, this interview, this show, we're going to hand out some CBD products from what they sent us.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Instead of wearing a shirt or a hat, you're getting high.
We're enticing listeners by offering them CBD.
Right, pretty much. Okay, well, everybody.
We have a huge fan that just commented, "The ugly truth is sitting right next to you, Rob."
Oh.
Wow. I like it.
Oh.
I like it a lot. That's good stuff.
All right. Well, hey, everybody. We're going to go on a music break, and when we come back off of that music break, we're going to be hitting it with the CBD company interviewing
Panacea Life Sciences,
there
Dr.
You go.
Bob Gardner.
What he said. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
This is Mike Newman. I'm a magistrate judge from Dayton, Ohio, in the federal court system, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, everybody, and we are back, and you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the AIDS Train Show, and
you're watching Monday Night Football right now, but you're choosing not to, and we appreciate that.
So, real quick, I'm just, well.
Do we ever do anything real quick?
I'm trying, man, I'm trying.
What are you trying to do?
I'm just trying to get it so that we can see him.
I love watching you mash all these buttons. And you give the impression that you know what you're doing, which is my favorite part.
Yeah, right?
Do you know what you're doing?
I do. It's just not working for some reason.
Huh.
Go figure that.
Is that the sound of crickets I hear? It is. Cricket, 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 cricket. All right. So for those of you that are tuning in, just getting started, we are about to talk to Dr. Baumgartner. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. We do have him dialed in. We're working on getting the video going with, and I know I'm going to pronounce this incorrectly, Panacea Life Sciences. I believe that is correct. And they are local.
That is correct.
Oh, the doc is there. Listen to him. Doc, welcome to the show. How are you?
Pretty fine, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So by far, one of the favorite emails that I have ever received was, "Hey, Rob, hey, Joel, how can my mom listen to the show?" And I got to tell you, I've never gotten one of those emails before, but it was one of my favorite things. So, Mrs. Baumgartner, if you're listening, your son is a physician and now a radio star. So we really appreciate you giving him up so that we could have him for the next 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, sorry, guys. It's, my mom likes to hear more about the information and the work that we do. She doesn't. She lives out in Oregon, so she doesn't get huge exposure to everything that we do at Panacea.
So I'm sure you have spent your entire day listening to archived radio shows of ours, and we really appreciate that, so you know what we're all about. We are all about the veteran community and doing everything we can to better the veteran community. With that being said, I met one of your reps at Disgruntled Vet Fest down in Colorado Springs. They gave us a bunch of samples and a business card. We reached out, and you guys have enthusiastically agreed to be on the show. So tell us all about what Panacea Life Sciences does.
Sure. So it's easiest to actually start with the company foundations and then actually go into the history about why we are what we are. But the reason why we reached out to you specifically is because we're all about the patient or the person that's looking for some way to better their health. And so when we started the company back in 2017, we focused in on quality, and we'll go into why that's important, scientifically proven. So there's so much out there in terms of what people claim that cannabidiol actually does or industrial hemp extracts actually do. Much of it's unfounded. So one of our missions is to try and tease apart the fact from the fiction.
Okay.
We're developing innovative products, and that's really important in this space. And again, we can talk more about that if you like.
I would.
And then we also have complete control of our seed to sale. So we have our own farm. Everything that goes into our products is done under our roof and under our supervision. And that allows us to tie back to that quality component.
And you guys are based out of Golden, Colorado, from what I understand. So we love our local companies.
Yeah, so we're Colorado-based. We're a woman-owned business, and we're in the Coors Tech Park. And so if we weren't in COVID, we would be happy to invite your listeners and yourselves to come through a tour. Until we actually get through the pandemic, we've shut down out-of-site visits, and only essential personnel are on site on a daily basis.
And that's why we're talking by way of Zoom, Doc, so I totally get it.
No worries.
So tell us more about the company. So you're talking to two veterans that both have closed head injuries and both are retired from the United States Army. So tell us about what Panacea Life Sciences can do for my old airborne hips and knees.
Well, believe it or not, and the reason why we reached out to you guys is that's where the company really got started. So personally, I've been in the pharmaceutical industry for 25 years doing drug discovery, drug development. And we were doing some testing to take a look at novel pain medications. And we were doing this testing for Big Pharma. And until this is 2015, so it's about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And until that time, I completely thought that medicinal marijuana and the legalization of that was purely for people to get a handle on recreational drugs. Mm-hmm. Did not believe in the medicinal value whatsoever. Okay. We ran several marijuana extracts. And we ran a CBD-only control, so an industrial hemp extract that had very little to no THC in it. And what we saw blew my mind. I mean, this material was a better pain reliever than ibuprofen, about 40 times better. Can be used in conjunction with morphine to lower the morphine dose so you get rid of some of the side effects. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, some of our folks, if you're on tramadol, for example, we're seeing that a lot of our patients are actually taking up to 2/3 less of their the opiate and achieving the same amount of pain relief.
Wow.
So we pivoted the company from a testing laboratory into working on these industrial hemp extracts. it was focused on working with PTSD folks.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, that's where we started, is taking a look at the 22 people that were committing suicide every single day and seeing if we could come up with a better alternative medication that will allow people to return back to normal life and not become chemical zombies.
That is our passion here on this show, so that makes warms my heart to hear you say.
And so when you look at cannabidiol, so you know, we can talk more about the hemp plant or the cannabis plant and all the cool things that we'll actually look back 20 years from now and show that this is one of the richest sources for new medications that we've ever seen in our lifetimes. But when you look at cannabidiol, one of 500 components that have been identified in the hemp plant, think about it as an anti-inflammatory. Okay. Our unpublished work shows that this material is 40 times more effective than ibuprofen. It's not as strong as morphine, but 40 times more effective than ibuprofen. So when you think about the Army Rangers who are being given 800 milligrams of ibuprofen every single day, you could divide that by 40 and get equivalent anti-inflammatory effects.
I was the guy giving them those 800 milligrams of Motrin every day. So I know where you're coming. We even call it Ranger candy.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, 10% of the population, whether they're in the armed forces or just general populace, can't take ibuprofen or over-the-counter pain medications because of digestive issues or intolerance.
Yep.
The other element that we're trying to address through scientific studies is how this works with anxiety. So when you take a look at several of the hallmarks for PTSD, anxiety is a huge component. Anxiety, depression, substance abuse, and all of those potentially could be treated by one medication, if you will, cannabidiol, that has no side effects. And so, you know, we need to put proof to the pudding and actually show scientifically that this material will sufficiently address a lot of those symptoms and cut down the 10 prescribed medications for PTSD down to 3 or 4 and allow people to lead normal lives and have their symptoms relieved.
One of the things, so you guys sent us a box of samples, and Saturday night we had our radio station's like barbecue and party. And one of the things that caught my eye on the side of your, which by the way, thank you very much for that. Joel's still got a few left over the box.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to give my intern one of these because I believe he was the one. You know, open the door. Maybe it's our intern, Holly.
One of the things that caught my eye is on one of the bottles it says THC with a great big red slash through it, so there's no THC in it. Tell me about that.
Here's another one.
So we actually call that THC non-detect now. And so whenever you take a look at these products, we try and do our best for this THC-free to actually take the THC completely out. It's next to impossible to do that. But those products, in order to get high off of those products, you would need is that the soft gel you're looking at or the sublingual tablets?
The FAST is what it was called.
Yeah, FAST. You need 125 to take 125 FAST at one time in order to get high.
Which I believe that's not even that many in a bottle.
Well, there's only 30 in a bottle, so I mean, you'd have to buy four bottles. I mean, it'd be a pretty expensive habit. You better off go to a dispensary.
Yeah.
So one of the other elements that's really important for your veteran community is to make sure that they don't test positive in a drug test.
Correct.
Right? Otherwise, they'd lose their benefits or ability to be treated.
Correct.
So we've taken a really hard look at this, and we're actually going to go into a clinical study with Centura Health to actually take a look at this in terms of how much gets in your system and to make sure that our calculations are correct. But effectively, if you take less than 6 FAST tablets per day, you would not test positive for THC usage.
Wow, that's okay, cool. So those of us
in the community, the dose on those is 2 to 3 per day. So
yeah, that's I saw that. So basically, those of us that have moved on and now work in the service industries, police officers, firefighters, things like that, but you still got that pain in the back and the hips and the knees and whatnot from all those jumping out of aircraft. This could be something that could be worthwhile for you.
Absolutely, and you know, and even folks that are in unions who have dangerous jobs like electricians, those folks actually are under a mandatory drug testing program. So we need to make sure that they can get the benefits of the cannabidiol without having the downside of testing positive for THC use.
Very cool. That makes us very happy. We like that around here. We like reducing PTSD. We like reducing anxiety. And one of the big things that cause those is, of course, pain. So we really like that you're reducing pain in the veteran community as well. That makes us very happy. So
we like it. Absolutely.
What else, Doc? Tell us a little bit more about it. Because you guys have got a whole wealth of products. And we got, like, sticks, and we were joking around. We were trying to convince him that it was deodorant.
No, I thought it was deodorant. I'll go ahead and be...
You should have told him it was chapstick.
Yeah, that's where I was going with it. I asked him to take a bite. He would not. A big wimp. So, but anyway, tell us about some of the more other products you have.
Well, so when you think about the products, each product is actually developed with a purpose in mind. Okay, so when you take a look at the tablets, they're measured dosing. The sublingual tablets, the fast you just mentioned, absorbs under your tongue. You receive the CBD benefit into your bloodstream in about 5 to 10 minutes. Okay, now that effect will last for about 3 to 4 hours. So we came up with soft gels as well. Now the soft gels take longer to have effect, take about an hour, but they'll last for about 6 hours. So you get that daily, all day type of effect in terms of CBD dosage. When you take a look at the topicals, so you mentioned sore knees or sore hips. When you rub that that topical, it's like an anti-inflammatory ointment, and it will actually get direct action at the nerve endings that expose into your skin. And so from that standpoint, the 1-2 punch is to be able to take a tablet or a soft gel and then rub the ointment onto the area of hurt. And we've seen that very effective for a number of different conditions. Now, that's all anecdotal information. So, for example, if you try the product and you call me back and you say, "Hey, this really worked for my, for my sore hips," that's what we call anecdotal information, as opposed to a clinical trial where you don't really know what you're taking because it's all blinded. Mm-hmm. And then we take a look about whether the placebo or the effect works. Mm-hmm. So the topicals work in that fashion, and then the sublinguals and the soft gels are measured dosing. Mm-hmm. We also have tinctures, which are drops you put under your tongue. So it's very similar to that fast tablet in terms of how it absorbs into the system, but allows you to easier manipulate your dosing. So instead of taking 1 or 2 tablets, you could take a dropper full or 2 dropper full to try and get the effect that you need. And so it's another very easy way to consume these materials and actually add them to your health regimen, very similar to multivitamins.
One of the things that really caught our eye when we opened up the box, very first thing on top, was you have stuff for equines and canines as well. And we have my partner here, H, has a service.
And he stole the dog stuff. So if you can send some dog stuff, I'd appreciate it.
I'm using the MS.
Hey, H, we'll send you a new bottle. Okay.
There we go.
My partner's got the coolest service dog on the planet. His name is Barrett. And he walks a little bit slower and stuff these days. But I did give the bottle of canine stuff to my neighbor, who is going to give me a full report because his dog has got hip dysplasia. So we're looking forward to hearing how his dog does.
Yeah, I mean, we did a small clinical study with 29 animals that had noticeable gait disablement, if you will. So they weren't able to get up from a sitting position, or they noticeably limped or couldn't jump into a car. The results on this material is fantastic. So within 10-15 minutes, you're going to see an improvement with your dog.
Cool.
Okay. And then with extreme pain, sometimes it's not strong enough. You might have to elevate the dose or actually go for 5 or 6 days before you see the improvement. But in this study, the owners had no idea whether they were giving their animals coconut oil or whether they're giving them our hemp oil product. And we saw 30% improvement in terms of quality of life, the ability of dogs to run, to lessen their gait in terms of their limp, the ability to jump into a car. And we have some pretty cool videos. I don't know if they're posted on our website, but like an elderly lab couldn't even get up from a sitting position. And literally 20 minutes after giving them the CBD product, the dog's up running around trying to play, a Labrador Retriever trying to fetch again.
Wow.
So it's pretty amazing stuff.
That is good stuff. I like that a lot.
So the other thing with your dogs, if they're service dogs, they might also have PTSD.
Yep.
And dogs in particular have social anxiety in terms of separation anxiety, 4th of July, New Year's Eve, in terms of fireworks.
Yep.
Yeah. One of the things we've noticed we need to go back and study is that this material will lower their anxiety as well. So when you think about all the things that CBD has been reported to do for man, they actually will do fairly similar effects in dogs and horses.
Well,
so that dog study we repeated with horses, and it worked really well.
Well, and we know that Barrett has PTSD just from living with H. So,
oh, yeah. Sure.
How could you possibly not? So, yeah, we'll definitely have to get Barrett a couple of those. So, yeah. What else, Doc?
Not a problem. Well, I mean, one of the things that we talked about, so we talked about quality, but one of the things that we're working on are a lot of pharmaceutical type of studies and clinical studies. So we're really trying to address how this material works, understand how it works, because cannabidiol has been reported to treat, I think, 125 different conditions right now. And I'll tell you right now, it doesn't treat all 125. There's no way. But we do think there's solid understanding and a good foundation to stand on to show that this is a better pain medication or a better anxiety medication. And so we're working through different avenues to try and get with that. So we've got partnerships with Colorado State University to take a look at different cannabinoid effects as well as chemistry. We've got a pretty cool study out of Iowa State. And this is going to sound a little off the wall for you, but we're taking a look at pain measurements in dairy cattle. And so this is one way we can accelerate our research, get an understanding about how this works with pain, and then translate that down to dogs or up to humans in terms of dosing and other findings that we see. And then our human studies right now are being coordinated through Centura Health, which is headquartered, I think, in where you're broadcasting the show from.
Yep, it is.
And so Centura has been a fantastic partner for us. And we're launching one study before the end of the year to take a look at bioavailability, how much this material gets into your system. But then we'll be taking a look at different disease or efficacy states and how this will actually work with anxiety and with human pain as well. So,
Doc, I've only got about 3 more minutes or 2.5 yep. more minutes. Where do you see the legislation going on a national scale for this?
Well, I mean, the national scale is going to be different between cannabis and hemp. So what you will see with cannabinoids is right now it's legal to grow hemp in just about every state except for South Dakota and Idaho. Okay. It's legal to sell and consume these products except for those two states. And so from that standpoint, on a state by state basis, you've got individual state laws that actually have this legalized. At a federal level, the major roadblock right now is the FDA. The FDA is doing the right thing. They're trying to figure out how they can make sure this material is safe, what dosings to recommend, and to limit the amount of claims that companies like ours can make about what these products do. Mm. So I anticipate after this coming election, by, I would say, summer of 2021, the entire landscape should be clarified, both by the FDA, federal legislation, as well as comprehensive state legislation. Now, the dinosaur in this group is going to be the VA, okay, and how long they're going to take to come around and say, look, this material is safe. It doesn't get armed forces, active serving members or veterans, doesn't get them high, provides numerous benefits. We're actually in discussions with the VA to try and get defined studies actually done. So we can address firsthand in the target population pain as well as PTSD symptoms and anxiety. So anytime you ask me a question like that, I tend to get on a soapbox. That's my short answer. But I do think that it's going to come pretty quickly. I think marijuana legislation is going to take a little bit longer. You might be looking like 4 or 5 years from now. And it's probably not a popular answer, but I just can't see an overall THC compound being completely legalized when you've got an inebriation effect. Mm.
I can understand that. All right, hit the button, dude.
Okay. And then Rob can explain it, but it is your time to shine.
Today's time to shine is brought to you by Law Offices of Diane Sawaya. Smart, aggressive, compassionate. It's more than a slogan, it's our mission.
This is your time to shine, baby. It's your time to shine.
Yes, before you asked, Doc, that was me singing. So normally it's your time to shine. I give you 2 minutes to go ahead and there may have been a question I skipped over. There may have been something that we glossed over that we didn't get to talk about. There may have been a point that you didn't get to make. Normally, I give you 2 minutes, but we're cutting it close, so I'm going to give you a minute to go ahead and talk about whatever you want for the next minute. Did I lose you, Doc?
Oh, no, I'm here.
All right, go for
it.
Can
you still hear me? Well, one thing that we want to make sure of is that your audience understands that if they go to our website, panacealife.com, that if they enter veterans as a promo code, they'll receive 30% off.
Wow.
We are intending to give 10% of that back to your radio show to try and help promote better outreach to this particular target group. And if they purchase the material, they'll have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So from that standpoint, we want people to try it. We don't want them to feel like they're risking something. And that's really important for us in terms of putting the patient first. And again, you know, I think as we've talked about, we're at the very tip of the iceberg with respect to understanding how cannabidiol and these different hemp extracts will benefit health. We encourage you to go to our website, send us email, let us know what you're experiencing, and we'll do our best to find real answers and get those back to you.
Excellent. We appreciate that, Doc. And you're also, you are on all of the social media platforms. I know you're on Facebook. I know you're on, I believe you're on Instagram as well, and Twitter.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yep, we're on all those.
Yeah, so reach out to them. Hey, folks, you heard it there. They're 30% off if you use the code VETS. And you go to Panacea Life Sciences right now. Get your Google on. Find them. They are a local Colorado company. We'd really like to thank Dr. Jamie Baumgartner, excuse me, for being on the show. I hope your mom heard the whole show. And we really appreciate your time this afternoon. So thanks a lot, Doc.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great night. And again, have your listeners reach out to us. We'd love to try and help.
Excellent. Right. Thanks a lot, Doc.
Sounds great.
All right. Take care.
You as well.
All right. So now we got to go to this funny
guy. Mashing some more buttons. Mashing more buttons.
Okay. And then puppy power. Okay.
Jeez, you kind of dated yourself right there with the Scooby-Doo reference, huh? A lot of listeners, man. We got a lot of people that are
going
into that.
Hey, you know, I could always say, Punky Power!
Wow, dude. Wow.
Oh, man. Well, hey, that was a great interview. I'm sorry I wasn't more talkative, but I was over here trying to figure out why the...
You were getting your video, butt handed to you with that thing.
It was, because the wrong camera picked it up, so I had to, like, switch it. And, yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. Are we all going on a music break now, or
we
what?
We are... Yeah, I guess it is time for that time, huh?
I've got one.
AOA. Well, when we come back, we're going to be hitting the What The segment. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show.
Dennis Matthews. I'm the founder of the New Smiles for Veterans, and you're listening to the H-Train.
Okay, and we are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show. Now, I am waiting on...
Daniel okay. Alaric?
Yeah, so I was waiting on him to give me his email, because for some reason it wasn't pulling up. So I'm sending him the invite again, so he'll be on very shortly.
Cool, all right. So for those that don't know, if you've never heard of, there is a clothing company called Grunt Style. And it's originally, you know, is worn by all veterans and stuff like that. And it's catchy little sayings on T-shirts and stuff like that, which are super cool. And they apply to the veteran community, which we like a lot. Recently, according to the, what am I looking at here? The San Antonio Business Journal. The founder of that company, his name is Daniel Alaric, was ousted by the company. So we all know all these different companies founded by veterans as they've come home and you know, gotten out of the military and gotten out of the service. They've established different companies. There's all kinds of different ones. There's Ranger Up. There's Bison Union Trading Company. What are some of the other cool ones? You know, making T-shirts, making products that veterans will like and aimed at veterans. It concerned us. We heard about this last week that this CEO was ousted from his company. Let's see. According to the San Antonio Business Journal, and they're quoting Daniel Alaric here. Just a few weeks ago, we got the news that I was being terminated from the company that I founded and built. We were devastated and shocked. We still are, especially since no reason was given to us. But the new leadership that came with the outside partners made their decision. This left us with no job, no income, no health care coverage, said Daniel. His wife, Elizabeth, was diagnosed with breast cancer for a second time while pregnant with twins. While both children were born healthy in early March, a few days ago, the family found out that one child has a cranial deformity which requires special attention and equipment for the rest of this year and into the next. Wow. So they've started a GoFundMe, it looks like, which right now has $62,624 in it in less than a day.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome. That tells you a lot about our community and how we take care of our own, and I like that a lot. You have my commitment. We'll pay you back, and it won't be soon, but we will always pay our debts, Alaric wrote. This was a huge concern and a topic of discussion for us on this show last week as part of our show because he is not the only one that we've heard about this happening to. And we talk about it once in a while. You know, you talk about, hey, just because you're good at lifting weights doesn't mean you should be the guy that owns a gym. You have to have a business sense, which obviously this guy did because he took this company making T-shirts and made it into what it was, the juggernaut that was Grunt Style.
Right.
We all know some ambassadors and we all know some people that are, you know, somehow even wear the shirts. Working at the VA, I see the shirts all the time. I don't personally own a single one of their shirts quite yet. And now if they have ousted their veteran owner, I probably will, or founder, I probably will not. That's just me. Daniel still plays a leading role with Grunt Style as the chairman of the board and holds significant equity in the company. Even though he no longer runs the day-to-day operations and has not done so since June of 2019, we are working through this matter directly with him and respect his privacy as we do with all employees of Grunt Style. So, yeah, and hopefully we had an appointment with him tonight for him to dial in.
I sent him the invite, so.
And, yeah, so now we're hoping that he kind of.
Because.
I'd like to hear his version of this story.
And we'll just tell you straight up. Me and Rob are going to ask very, what do I want to say? Very easy questions. If you guys want the hard questions as listeners, you need to ask that. Because it's not good coming from us.
Yeah, that's not fair of us. Yeah. We invite the guy on the show and then beat him up. That's not how that works. That's not our style.
Right. So.
So what is the number if people want to call and ask questions?
The phone number, text line, call number is 720-619, like Rey Mysterio, 0627. I say that again. Just yell Alexa and tell her to copy the number or whatever, okay? It's 720-619-0627. And as soon as he comes on, we will we'll find out what's going on with his wife, you know, with the medical issues and stuff. So, and I put that up if you wanted to type.
I see that.
I hope you like your new screen.
I do like my shiny new screen. I'm kind of excited about it. I'm looking forward to trying it out later in the show. What was that? What are you two eyeballing each other about? What? What am I missing?
I'm not eyeballing
are
nobody.
Are you flirting with our intern
No,
again?
I'm not flirting with
Haven't
my
we
intern.
Already had an HR meeting about this?
Yes, we did. But it was regards to women, not men.
Here we go again. Bailing out lawsuits. Live on air, embarrassing the interns. Apparently you're supposed to treat them like people and stuff now. Whatever. You said, excuse me, I got my mic away from my mouth. I apologize. You don't own any Grunt Style T-shirts? Do you like Ranger Up? Do you like Bison Union? I can't think of any of the other ones. You're not that type of guy. It looks like you wear a lot of Harley Davidson shirts.
Mostly, yeah.
And it makes it much easier to recognize you from afar, so that people know not to talk to you. Notice, I don't think. No, you've noticed. You've never seen me wearing a Honda shirt.
All right, we're gonna send this again. I don't know what else to do. He hasn't answered the emails with a link. This is the third time.
Uh-oh. So we may not hear from him this evening, huh? We did go a little over on our interview with Panacea Life Sciences.
No, not really.
Not bad, but I mean...
No, not really. But
hopefully he dials in.
Huh?
I said hopefully he dials in. I'd really like to talk to him.
I know.
Let him tell his side of whatever this is.
Well, I've invited him three different ways, so I have no idea what else I can do.
Are we, according to this, we have a black screen. Are we broadcasting or no?
We are broadcasting.
See? Oh, we are. There we are.
Yeah.
Look, disgruntled veteran shirts. I don't know those ones, Max. Max says he likes disgruntled veterans shirts.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that company. I don't think I've seen their shirts.
That's a disgruntled group here in Colorado. It's the same thing.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they make the shirts and stuff.
Cool. I wear a lot of Bison Union. I like those guys a lot. I like Bert and his lovely wife. They're good people. And they make cool hats and stuff like that too. So I think I own one or two of the Ranger Up shirts, but most of them are jiu-jitsu related. And Nick Palmascano, the owner of Ranger Up, he's hysterical on Twitter, so which is obviously my favorite platform, so I spend all of my time there. What are you doing, man?
I'm sending him the...
adult videos?
No, I'm sending him the IP thing on his phone instead of his email. I'm just trying to get him as much as I... You know...
I get you, man. I totally get you. Disgruntled veteran. Let's see. Let's check out some of their t-shirts. Gun-toting Trump supporter. Make America safe again. Voluntold. Ah, that's funny. My brother is a hero. United States Army. I would definitely wear that one. There's people walking around the studio.
Walking around the studio.
I just somebody walk by. You want me to go tackle them? Because I'll do it. Red Bubble. 82nd Airborne. Contrary to popular belief, no one owes you anything. So, yeah. Just let's Ranger Up. Yeah. Disgruntled veterans t-shirts. Oh, this isn't the company. Hang on, let's go here.
Their brand.
Oh, okay, hang on. Let's go to disgruntled. Why can't I ever be a gruntled vet? Why do I have to be disgruntled? Disgruntled veteran. I can't spell veteran. Vet. Iran t-shirts.
Man, by the time we get him on,
how do you not know how to spell what you are?
By the time we get him on, the radio show is going to be over.
Well, then we won't really have him on, technically, because I don't get overtime pay. So, I mean, that would be pretty freaking sweet if I did.
I know, right?
This radio show would go on for hours.
Okay, well, if he comes, he comes. If he doesn't, he doesn't. I sent it twice. So, one of the reasons why we wanted to have him on is because you can read an article and kind of, you know, it's tweet one way or the other. You can read it like a passive aggressiveness, or you can read it like softly kind of thing.
Well, it's in our motto, giving veterans a voice.
Right.
Giving our veterans a voice. That dude is a veteran.
Yeah.
This is the platform to come to. We're going to hook you up.
Right.
And that's, you tell your side of the
story. That's what I was telling him, because, you know, he said he didn't want a mudsling, you know, company and stuff. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's fine. We're not going to ask you about that. We're going to ask you, you know, hey, you've had a job, like a multi-million dollar job yesterday, and today you don't. You know, how's this affecting you? The way you think, the way you do stuff now.
Got to go back to pimping.
Right. And when
it's hard out here for a pimp. I should write that down.
But
I could put some music to it. That'd be good.
Yeah.
I get you singing backup vocals. It's hard out here for a
pain. Hey, I would do a killer Axl Rose.
So, and now everyone that's listening is kind of curious as to what the hell Axl Rose has to do with any of this. And I want to see you do the dance.
What dance?
The Axl Rose dance. The, you know, the thing. Oh, see? Tried to play it off like he didn't know at first, but you clearly do.
I didn't know if that was the one that he was talking about. But I'm sure our listeners at home are laughing right now.
So it's like me doing the truffle shuffle. It's you doing the Axl Rose dance. So, and I may be in the minority on this one. I'm sure that I am.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to
I detest come. Guns N' Roses. I can't stand them. If they come on the radio, I turn the radio off. I hate Guns N' Roses. Their music sucks.
Yeah.
Someone in his youth looked at William Axl Rose and said, "You have a lovely singing voice. Have you ever thought about being a singer?" And now that dude sounds like someone strangling a cat. He's terrible. He always has been. When they were on tour with Metallica, and they would like flip-flop, like one night Guns N' Roses would open, the next night Metallica would open.
Right.
Thank God when they came to Hartford, Metallica opened. Because as soon as they were done, I was all out of there.
Oh, Max is listening too.
Max Waite?
Yeah.
Our other favorite DJ?
Yeah.
Right behind June Moon and DJ Eric. And
I tried to co-host that day, man. I was snoring. It was bad.
Snoring?
You didn't hear about that?
No, tell this story.
Oh, don't worry about it then.
No, now Max, looking forward to hearing your show on Friday. Want to hear what the heck he's talking about, dude? Because this is going to be good.
So today, me and Amanda was listening to a show while I was taking her to the hospital.
Yeah.
Dude, we were laughing, especially the tequila ad. We need to play the tequila ad on the server. That was hilarious. Did you hear it?
I did not. I heard my song that I put in for a request, and then I had to go to work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I asked for you too, and you played it.
Okay.
So, yeah, after that, I had to go to work. Stupid job. Wanting me to be there in order to get paid money for it. Bunch of crap.
You know, so I know that you enjoy what you're doing.
DJing this radio show, yes.
Well, I know you enjoy working at the VA.
I enjoy this. Keep talking.
I think the thing that you might not enjoy about the VA is that, like, you could pretty much set your schedule through the week, and now your schedule isn't set. Like,
there's that.
They're, you know, hey, no, you can't go to Wyoming Wednesday for blah, 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 you know, kind of thing.
There is that. That is part of it. I did grow quite comfortable in my 120 days of leave between the Army and the VA, so yes. I did enjoy that time. Fly fishing and motorcycle riding and nothing. It was awesome. But other than that, yeah, I do. I like helping veterans. That makes me happy. However, I'm discovering another side of veterans that I didn't know existed. Was that? Did you say he's got it?
He said he's got it. That was a couple minutes ago. Now I talked to him. We're waiting for you.
You didn't listen to the second hour today? Oh, my God. You got to listen to the podcast. It was a riot. All right. Max, you know I will. So, absolutely. He's got a great show. I love his
show.
Just
don't play his show at the last, like, 10 minutes, because that's...
He said exactly that. Listen to the last hour of the show, which means I'm going to have to.
Yeah, so...
Did you put in a request? Did you put in a song?
Yeah, Nickelodeon.
You put in a Nickelodeon for a request?
No, I put in Nickelodeon. That's the song. That's the name of the song. Put a nickel in my Nickelodeon.
I have never heard of that. What are you talking about, dude? I've never heard that.
All right. We're going to go with some fancy dancy.
Fancy dancy.
I'm going to, well, if I play the video for you, I got to play the video for everybody.
Okay. Nickel in my Nickelodeon. Well, it comes right up, which is even more awkward. I'm going to assume that this is something you dance to at night?
No.
Max, Friday's show is when he fell asleep, not today's show. Okay. I love that Max is listening to our show live. That makes me happy.
Apparently, I don't know how to spell Nickelodeon.
I don't either, so I'm kind of looking forward to seeing how this ends.
Okay.
It comes right up. It really does. Sexy Red.
All right, so...
I don't know. Are you, this is a family-friendly show. Are you sure you should be playing this?
That's not it.
Dude, there is no such thing as Nickel in my Nickelodeon. You're making this up. Put another Nickel in the Nickelodeon. You did. Okay.
Okay. So, Teresa, I don't know if this is going to work. We're fixing to find out.
It's called Music, Music, Music.
Okay, so...
So that's pretty much awful.
Oh, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, we got him. We could go over a few minutes late, you know.
Heck yeah, man, we own the radio station. Let's make this happen.
Right. So whenever he comes on, video or whatever, we'll see it.
Well, cool. I'm kind of excited about this now.
Yeah.
I mean, I was excited about it before, but now I'm really excited about it. Wow.
And there we go.
Daniel, how the heck are you, man?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I'm excellent. Now that you're here, how's your day so far?
It's been busy, but yeah.
I get it.
How about you guys?
Real good. Real good. It's been busy. A busy day. We had a CBD company earlier, I'm sure you heard. And yeah, now we got you, and we got lots of people excited to hear you talk. So how's it going, man?
No, just hanging in there, you know, just focusing on the family right now.
Glad to hear it. So I pulled up the article that was written in the San Antonio Business Journal.
Oh, hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
Today's interview of the week is brought to you by Colorado Moto Service. We make motorcycles happy, and they tend to make their owners even happier.
We do like them.
Okay, there we go. Sorry about that, Daniel. I had to key that in. We were waiting for you. You're the big cheese. Everybody wants to hear from you. Number one, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Sure.
Okay. Number two, now that you're not at Grunt Style anymore, you're focusing on your family, especially your wife. How is she doing?
Honestly, she's doing really well. I mean, she's had cancer before, back in 2014 and 15, which was really rough. You know, we did the whole gambit: surgery, chemo, radiation. And then this time around, she got diagnosed again last August. And we were pregnant with twins. I mean, she was only pregnant for, you know, a month or so or two. 2 months. You know, they wanted to go her to go on chemo right away, and she said absolutely not. She's like, I will do everything to protect the babies. You know, to her credit, she was very disciplined in her diet. She sought some, you know, anything but anything that she thought that could help protect the babies. And the cancer was growing really fast. It quadrupled in size in a few months. But as soon as the babies came out, we had a lot of complications during the pregnancy. You know, she had to get blood transfusions and all these other whole gambit of fun things that weren't fun at all. But, you know, she was great, really tough. And then, you know, after she gave birth, she had a surgery a few months later, which was very successful. And now she's going on an additional treatment that for the next 12 months, that's going to keep her, that increases her survival rate over the next 2 years. You know, that's what's next in our book.
Well, we're very happy to hear that things are going on track.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well. We're sorry your family has to go through something like that. You're in our thoughts here at the H Train show. So,
I definitely appreciate that, guys. Thank you.
So, like I started out with, we had pulled up the article that the San Antonio Business Journal had written, and I'm sure you've read it or seen it. Are you in San Antonio? Are you based out of Texas?
Yeah, I'm in Texas right now. I'm not in San Antonio. I'm right above it in a town called Bernie. I live in the hills.
Yeah,
right now.
I was in Selma for a couple of years, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Tell us a story, man. How did this go down? Because this was raised some huge flags.
Should we play the what the segment?
Nah, let the man talk. You're
okay.
Good. We'll get
all right.
Go ahead, Daniel. Tell us how this went down.
You know, I'm very, very careful what I say, because Honest Beers, I'm very fond of the brand, and I'm very fond of just about everyone that works there. You know, and what I know what could be said publicly could hurt people's careers. A lot of people, you know, Grunstone's got, you know, a little over 300 employees. You know, some people just want to come in, do their job, and take care of their family, you know, and that's, it's not fair for them to get dragged into some sort of mess. And it's also ridiculous for someone to think that this is me versus Grunstyle, and that's really not the case at all. You know, it might look like that legally, but I've never said it. We've always been very supportive of the brand. We've always said, you know, hey, keep buying from them. There's great people there. It's a good mission. We're very, my wife and I are very supportive of that. I mean, obviously, you know, we feel a little, you know, scarred over what happened, but you know, the short of the story is, you know, it's got we had some unexpected investors come in, and you know, they have a different vision for what at least my participation in the company is going to be, and now I'm not actively involved anymore. That's pretty much it.
Okay, this is not a unique thing is what we're finding in our little, in our limited research. We reached out to and heard from a couple different not-for-profits, a couple different for-profits, a couple different companies established and founded by the veteran community, and these organizations are no longer have their original veteran founders as a part of the organization. Mm-hmm. Here on this show, that's of huge concern to us. We are big supporters of the veteran community, obviously. Do you want to touch on that at all, on this trend?
Yes. So some things I get. You know, I've been around the business world for a decade. I could tell you that, you know, a lot of fancy names or people that are associated with big titles and names, I've had, you know, been the opportunity to meet a lot of people of that stature. And I got to tell you, it's going to be a little underwhelming. And I don't mean that in a negative sense against anyone. I mean, most of these people that are in great positions and, you know, associated with big names, they are human like anyone else. There is no Jesus Christ in business or in charity. There's just people that are trying to do good, and there's people that are trying to do something else, right? So once you kind of take that veil off, you'll see that, you know, some people want to can continue to grow and develop in that position to be more successful. Some people struggle and can't, and some people also think that they're just better than you and you shouldn't have that position. And listen, I'm not describing anything that went down at Grunstyle, but I have seen that happen before. You know, and I'm sure you've talked to guys that are like, wow, you know, you were doing great things and then now you're no longer running it. And sometimes it's a fair shake. Sometimes it was a good move, but maybe should have been handled better. You know, there's a bunch of different reasons, but I agree with you. I see, you know, veteran causes to require a veteran voice, you know. You know, I would, you know, without getting political, when people start talking about Black Lives Matter movement, I couldn't stand up and say, hey, I'm going to lead that voice. It wouldn't make sense. I would feel really uncomfortable and inappropriate from speaking that from perspective. But when I'm speaking about veteran issues, I feel like I can contribute, just like a lot of other veterans, right? It's a veteran can easily sniff out someone who is inauthentic. That's panhandling, right? Or pandering, I'm sorry. Because you know, you have that same message as a generic bank. Hey, we support the troops. Come give us your money. It sounds fake, right? Any vet can sniff that out. You guys can sniff that out in a second.
Yep.
So having authenticity behind the veil is important, I think, whether they're the top person in charge or just a part, you know, a large part of that organization.
Agree completely. What message would you give to that veteran that dude getting ready to ETS in, like, you know, May, June time frame, and he wants to start his own company? Do you have a message that you would send to that veteran?
Do it. Get started today. I mean, you're not that far away. You're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to have a few wins, you know, replicate your successes and kill the things that aren't working. And if you're really struggling or you there's something you can do, reach out to me. I'll be happy to jump on the phone. I talk to multiple veterans every single week who just, you know, sometimes they call me and they say, hey, I want to compete with you. I'm like, great. I'll tell you anything you want to know. You know why? Because when I got out, I didn't know who to go to. There was no one to talk to. So all I did is read books, and I just tried everything, and I made all the mistakes you can imagine. And if I can help you avoid some of those, great. But don't be afraid of your mistakes. Own them and move on. You know, just like the first time you took that fitness test, you probably didn't do great. Okay, at least not where you should have been. So if you want to get better at push-ups, you do more push-ups. But and you're going to have a lot of muscle failure along the way. And that muscle failure is good because all you're doing is you're adding more muscle, and your ability increases every time. But it doesn't happen overnight. Just like doing more push-ups doesn't happen overnight. It takes focus, discipline, effort over a long period of time to get where you want to be. But if you're not disciplined and you're not focused, you won't get there.
Excellent analogy. Like it a lot. We've gotten some emails, text messages, all that stuff. People want to know what is the next step for you? Where do you go from here? Obviously, the family first. But where do you go from here? What's the next step for you?
Well, right now, you know, we don't know. But I do know my wife has to be in San Antonio for the next 12 months for a treatment. So we're definitely staying here. You know, we have a few friends here. We got some family here. So that's important. Very helpful. You know, we're selling our house. We'll probably just move downtown somewhere and just rent a spot for a couple of years and see what's next for us. I don't know. I've had some a couple of people reach out for some consulting work to see, you know, how they can accelerate their brand. That definitely helps us out financially until we can figure out what are those next steps for us. I've been working on another project on the side for a little bit privately, but that's not ready to be launched yet, probably for another, I don't know, 12 months. Who knows? Still working on it. I got a big distraction right now, so it's kind of on hold while we're working on other things like health and our finances.
I get it, man. We totally get it. Hey, man, on behalf of the H Train Show, myself and H, and both people that listen to this radio show every once in a while, we sincerely appreciate you taking the time to come out and talk to us tonight.
Yeah.
If there's anything that we can do to help, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. And we really appreciate you coming on and telling your side of the story, man.
No, absolutely. Hey, thanks so much for having me come out here, too. I appreciate it. Sorry about the time mix up. That's me, probably. I'm all over the place.
But
I appreciate you guys. You guys are great. I like your show. And if I can ever help or participate in the future, please let me know.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Daniel. Too. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate it too.
You bet, guys.
Have a great night.
You too.
All right. So if you didn't know, everybody, that was Daniel. Did we figure out how to pronounce his last name?
Yes.
Again?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Remind me. I think it's like Lyric or Daniel.
Erelic.
Okay. All right. So.
Alaric. Excuse me. I misspoke. Alaric. Daniel okay. Alaric.
Okay. All right.
You can connect with him on Veterans. If you're looking for some mentorship, things like that, you can connect with him on LinkedIn. You can connect with him on, I'm sure, any of the social media platforms.
Yep.
It sounds like. If anything, connect with him and wish his wife well. That's got to be a rough thing for a young family to go through twice.
That's the truth. That's the truth. I think we have a better better picture on this. So one is the PC cam, and then the other one is the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is better video quality than the iPad.
I look amazing no matter what we're on, so yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah, I just look hot.
You do, not like H-A-W-T.
All right.
I look fat. P-H-A-T.
We was going to play the what the
Yeah, but segment, I felt bad because we were taking the guy's time and whatnot.
Yeah.
We can still play it because, man, I love that. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Play it for me.
Yeah. Cool tats, man.
There you go.
Oh, for real. Thank you, bro. You see the cobra?
Yeah, what is this one?
Oh, this?
It's my credo.
That's my credo. No regrets.
Mm-hmm. You have no regrets?
Dad?
No.
Like, not even a single letter?
No way. not me.
I love them.
I think he's great.
Okay.
I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
What the?
I thank you for playing that for me.
Sincerely. You know, you should have saw his eyes. Like, what the hell's going on here?
There's an entire radio program around just that. You're sitting in the room with it. Yeah, yeah. That is the highlight of the show, and it always will be. All right, man. We should go to our radio.
I think so. I think so.
The troops is next,
and you know, we didn't get any questions from Facebook. That's
okay. I wanted to let him talk.
Yeah,
and I'm glad that happened the way it did.
Yeah.
Because there's a veteran right now sitting in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Syria, listening to this show right now, hoping to pull some pointers off of things and hoping to feel maybe made that he's got some kind of hope when he comes home, and that dude just gave it to him, and that's what matters to me. So I'm cool with it.
All right. Well, with that being said, we're going to go on a music break, and when we come back, it is that time we'll be hitting the Ugly Truth and the Tribute to Truth. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show.
My name is Michelle Mallon. I'm acting executive director and co-founder of the Honor Bell Foundation, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back, and once again, you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show.
What is that button? The one that makes the squeaky squeak.
Oh, that's because...
Or are you just squeezing a mouse back there?
No, it's because when I undo this, it'll do that. Basically, our call-in button.
Uh-huh.
It's just picking up this mic.
You realize that every time you push that button, a little bit of pee comes out?
Really? Okay.
It happens to the best of us. We've all been there. You know what I'm talking about. Don't get me too close to the microwave oven. Stop it.
That's still doing it.
There it is. You're ruining my underwear.
All right. So.
Ha, joke's on you. I don't wear underwear.
So, Rob,
so
the ugly truth.
So ugly, ugly, ugly.
I don't think we should talk about the ugly truth.
All right, so.
I can't hear that without thinking that's Amanda, our producer. I love that. I don't think we should talk about that. That sounds like something she would say.
Yeah.
So, the ugly truth. Got anything you want to talk about? Because I do. So, obviously, we talk all the time on this show about how social media is not real life. That people are just, it's full of crap. People are posting pictures that aren't real. They're posting marriages that aren't real. Nothing on social media is real. We talk about it a lot. As evidenced by the movie we were watching just the other day.
Right.
You know, the whole movie was based on their videos and stuff from Facebook, and it was not real. That being said, I'm seeing a lot of people wishing ill, harm, and basically death on others by way of social media.
Yeah.
Makes me crazy. I don't think that if you were face-to-face with most people that you would say the things that you say on social media to people's faces. And it drives me insane. You know, our commander-in-chief came down with this pandemic. And there were people there out loud hoping that this dude would die. And I'm not trying to make this political because that's not what it's about.
Right.
What it's about is we need to be better human beings to each other. And just because people are reading that and people that are in a precarious position are reading that. Everything okay? You all right over there? You sound like you're a little opinionated on this one. You're more. It's just the reaction. Just the Rona. My bad. Good thing I've got this protective microphone in front of my mouth. So yeah, I mean that's just my thoughts. That I find that to be some very ugly truth.
I can see that. And I totally know that you're not trying to be political. You know, not even the political people. I see some people saying, "Well, I hope he contracts COVID so he doesn't play the game, you know, next Sunday." You know, because they're talking about how Cam Newton got COVID.
Oh, I didn't even see all that. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he did.
So everybody's like, "Hey, maybe, you know, maybe if luck, he'll die next Sunday before they play us."
Wow!
And I'm
that's
like,
"That's what I'm talking about."
Jeez, man!
Where are you in your life that you're wishing that a football player, a dude that plays a game for a living, contracts a disease and dies from it? What is your life like?
Right.
Well, and I guess it means more to you and I because I mean we had a job at one point in our lives where death was a real thing. We know what death looks like. And for people to wish it on others, that doesn't make any sense to me. It just blows my mind. I mean, I don't know.
The way I look at it is, you know, like when we were little kids, when we went to our mom because she didn't let us do something. Uh-huh. And we were like, "Well, I hate you, Mom." You know, yeah. We all did it. You know, I just see a lot of people with a lot of steam. And, you know, It's the truth. When you're driving down the highway and you, I lost my thought.
That didn't take much.
No, it didn't. That's a sad. I've been doing that a lot lately. Here,
can we have two segments to the ugly truth? Because I'd like to bring up something very important.
What?
For those that can't see and that are on the you know, watching us on Facebook and whatnot, and can't actually see, you know, below the microphone line, Joel's wearing jorts. Jean shorts. He's wearing them right now. How is that not part of the ugly truth? What are those, dude?
They're white. They're white legs.
I'm talking about them shorts, dude.
What? What about them?
You're wearing a pair of jean shorts. You're wearing jorts. And you're not Daisy Duke.
No.
You should cut those things way up here.
You know what I call these? My John Cena pants, to be honest with you.
You are from Kokomo, Indiana. That's awesome, dude.
I don't even watch them anymore, but I got these a long time ago.
As you and I have talked about, I won't ever wear a pair of jeans. I sure as heck won't wear a pair of jean shorts.
No, okay.
I don't own any.
Oh, I was going to say.
That's not true. I might own a pair. There might be some tucked in the back of the closet. Like Sandy might have gotten me a pair that I've never actually worn.
Okay.
Your John Cena pants. I like that. You do the John Cena at home, don't you?
No, well.
Yeah, you do.
Sometimes.
Cassie, if you're listening, call in. We want the truth. We already know the answer, but if you could just call in and confirm it for us, we'd appreciate that update.
Yeah, when my wife does something, she's like, "I can't do it," and then I'm able to do it, I'm like, MVP, baby. MVP of the house.
I didn't know anything about professional wrestling until we lived in Texas, and my kid became just addicted to it.
Okay.
Because, like, everybody, I guess a lot of people in his class. What is it?
Lucha Libre. Mexican.
I always wanted to go to that when we lived in Texas, and I never got a chance.
It was so cool.
I've always wanted to go to Yeah. Nacho. Nacho Libre. I've always wanted to go to that, and I've just never had a chance. And apparently they have them here in the Denver metro area, but I've never seen it. But it's a backyard thing in Texas. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Why don't we have more backyard wrestling here in the Denver metro area? The Rona.
Well, we have that wrestling event. It's still going on. We're trying to pick dates. I'm waiting for my contact to call me and give me the dates, because usually it's like a you know, NBR would pay for like 20 or 30 vets.
Uh-huh.
But we would show up on like Thursday, and you got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 4 days of wrestling for the price of one.
Wow. I'm really looking forward to pile driving you. I don't even know what that is, and I want to do it.
Body slam.
Whatever. It's going to be bad. Can I wear my jiu-jitsu gi? Can I wear my ranger panties?
Sure. That reminds me, you still have to turn in your U.S. flag.
I do. I keep forgetting them. If you could remind me. Dude, you know what else I just realized I forgot?
I was supposed to bring some bear meat for Jen.
Yeah.
Crap. I just remembered this. You're talking to Jen, if you're listening to the show, and you're probably not that
bad. I bet she is.
But I owe her some bear meat, long story short.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, I tell you what, man. We had that Saturday party for NBR and the staff and interns.
Yeah.
And man, I'm telling you what. If Rob doesn't know something, it's cooking. Oh, my God. It tastes so good.
Dude, I am not a cook. All I do is take a slab of animal, throw it on a grill, and leave it there for a couple dozen hours.
Oh.
And it comes out soft and delicious.
Dude, that stuff was good.
I am also soft and delicious.
I thought it was better than like Famous Dave's, to be honest with you.
Man. I love you, too. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was good, man.
No one's ever spoken to me like this. I don't know. Yeah, that's how. Wow. Is this what a compliment feels like? Holy heck. I'm not used to this.
It's that time, everybody.
It is.
It is the tribute to the troops.
All day long.
Tribute to Troops. Sponsored by High Style and XP. Custom quality furnishings and gifts with attitude.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got me, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Okay, so, sorry about that. Right now, we are, I don't know why, but it didn't play the audio file that it was supposed to be. So,
is that the guy that Tinker Air Force Base is named after?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Here we go. I'm sorry, everybody.
Major General Clarence Tinker was born in November of 1887 near the Pawhuska Indian Territory. In the fall of 1906, he enrolled into the Wentworth Military Academy in Lexington, Missouri. He graduated 19th out of his class of 34 in 1908. He was then commissioned as a third lieutenant in the Philippine Constabulary, serving until 1912. He was then commissioned as a lieutenant in the U.S. Army in March of 1912. He then joined the 25th Infantry Regiment at Fort George Wright in Spokane, Washington. In 1922, he transferred to the Army Air Service. In the start of his career, he spent time stationed in Europe and took flying lessons and went to the Army Command and Staff College and was in the same class as Dwight D. Eisenhower. In 1927, Clarence Tinker was named commander of the Air Service Advanced Flying School. From then, he steadily promoted, and on October the 1st, 1940, he became a brigadier general. After the attack on Pearl Harbor, General Tinker was named commander of the 7th Air Force, and in January of 1942, he was promoted to major general. He was the first Native American in history to attain this rank. The assault on Midway prompted Major General Tinker to use an early model of the B-24 against the Japanese forces. Near Midway Island, his plane was seen flying out of control, and he, along with his 10 crew members, crashed into the ocean and were never recovered. 2 years later, Major Tinker's son was lost at sea during a dogfight with the Germans. Tinker Air Force Base is named in his honor. The Osage Indians honor him every year at a four-day festival, and a tribute song was written in his honor. It is the only family song where all people stand during its playing. Major Tinker's wife, Madeline Doyle, helped choose the song anthem for what became the Air Force song. She passed away at the age of 104. On behalf of everyone here at MBR and the H Train Show, our hearts and prayers go out to the family And as always, we thank you, Major General Clarence Tinker, for your service and sacrifice. Major General Clarence Tinker, end of watch, June 7th, 1942.
All right. We thank you so much for that tribute, Chris East, Amanda Updike, for your research. We're doing a little bit of change of things because we had two interviews, so we ran a little bit longer. So we're just going to go right into the two-minute warning so that, you know, we'll end on time because that's probably not going to happen. So we're going to hit the two-minute warning now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
All right. Well, I think today was a great show.
I agree.
I was pretty impressed with
how I looked.
With that too.
Yeah.
You know. I was pretty impressed how we was able to coordinate with Daniel to come on.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest thing that I learned today was, what you talked about in The Ugly Truth, how people can get so wrapped around their life that they're worried and pushing ill on somebody else because they're jealous that they're not in that same position, you know, being NFL, NBA, or something like that.
Or just any reason whatsoever. I don't think there's any good reason to wish death on anyone else.
Right, exactly.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there are a few reasons, but, you know, for the most part, especially on social media, there's no real good reason to wish someone death on. It's just that you don't get what you're asking, long story short.
Right.
Moral compass. Moral compass, yeah, exactly. Kind words from the intern. Look at
it. There you go. There you go.
What I learned today is very, it's easy to point out, and it didn't come till later in the show, but I didn't realize that jorts are also called your John Cena pants. That's my new favorite thing. I know how much you love wrestling,
and this is
my new favorite thing.
Oh, my gosh.
That is awesome. Your John Cena pants. I can't
All
wait
right.
to see your wife.
That's it, everybody. That is the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again next week with an all-new show. And remember, you can listen to us again on the podcast, the radio show that is available right after we get off the air tonight. And remember, we're here for you, not for us, giving our veterans a voice.
Thanks, folks.